Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I've got Nick at the network, and we're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's guest, Judd Garrett. He is a frequent contributor to Real Clear Politics, and his latest, if you're ready for this long title, 546. 546. Wait until you hear this one. And then, of course, in the second hour, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, his latest report, UFOs have at times made our nuclear weapons inoperable. Wow. Well, in the news, going back to a story that happened a few days ago, the man who allegedly raped a woman on a busy Philadelphia train while other passengers filmed the attack on their phones and did nothing to help is a criminal illegal alien who escaped deportation, according to reports. 35-year-old Fiston Ngoy has been charged with rape over the horrific attack. However, Ngoy had a previous sex offense conviction and should have been deported back to the Congo years ago. Police said he went to sit next to the victim after boarding the L train at the same stop in northeast Philadelphia last Wednesday evening. The train passed more than 20 stations as he harassed and groped her while she tried to fend him off. Eventually, he ripped off her clothes, raped her in front of the train's other passengers. But it is believed that no one on board called 911 or used the emergency call box fitted in the car, and it's claimed that some passengers instead used their phones to video the attack. The woman's ordeal only ended when an off-duty train employee called police, who arrived within 3 minutes, pulled the rapist off her, according to the arrest affidavit. Fox News reporting that Ngoy came to the U.S. legally in 2020 on a student visa. However, the Congolese sex criminal's visa was terminated in 2015 because he failed to remain a student. Meanwhile, court records show that he racked up multiple arrests, two misdemeanor convictions, one for controlled substances, and one for sexual abuse. Ngoy pled guilty in 2017 in Washington, D.C. to the sexual abuse misdemeanor. He was sentenced to 120 days in prison, 9 months probation. He was never deported because, quote, he received a withholding of removal from an immigration judge in March 2019 after the Board of Immigration Appeals found that his misdemeanor sex offense was not a serious crime that would have made him ineligible for such a stay. Well, police say the passengers did nothing to intervene. Some even filmed the attack. Reports have suggested those who watched the rape happen and did not intervene could face criminal charges, although prosecuting such a case would be tricky. Quote, I'm appalled by those who did nothing to help this woman, Timothy Bernard, superintendent of the Upperty Darby Township Police Department, said. Anybody who was on that train has to look in the mirror and ask why they didn't intervene or why they didn't do something. Bernhardt said that there were enough people in the train car that collectively they could have gotten together and done something. What this woman endured in the hands of this guy, what she's been able to provide for us, is unbelievable, he said. Well, a football coach got fired, yep, for praying before the game. In this age of Biden, Americans have to fight even harder now to defend their rights. There are those in power who would love nothing more than to strip away every last liberty protected by the Constitution. Every day, we see more city council agencies, school boards trying to rob Americans of their freedoms. Not long ago, we learned about a football coach who was fired for praying after games in a land of religious liberty where the government cannot infringe on your worship. A man was fired for the crime of praying. This man has fought the injustice, bringing it before the courts. And now a team of Republican lawmakers is joining the fight. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford led the amicus brief signed by 12 senators and 14 House members in support, that is, of Coach Joe Kennedy, a high school football coach who was terminated over his post-game prayers at midfield. Lankford's amicus brief requests the Supreme Court to review and reverse the lower court's decision. Quote, My colleagues and I are standing up for Coach Kennedy's right to live his faith in his inherent right. Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma wrote an amicus brief using and urging the Supreme Court to take up the case of Coach Joe Kennedy. He was joined by 12 senators, 14 House members. They're asking the court to rule in favor of the coach and his First Amendment rights. The Republicans blasted a government who tried to force Kennedy to practice his faith in the space of his choosing, and they're calling on the court to review this case and possibly reinstate this man's job. Hard to believe, quote, that a man can lose his job over prayer, especially in America. But that's the new reality we're facing in today's day and age. The increasingly secular left controls much of our culture and policies. They seem to despise anyone of faith and seek to drive us into darkness. But our country was founded on principles of faith and God-given liberty. And just because a bunch of Democrats don't like it doesn't mean they have a right to deny a man his prayer. Standing on a football field violates no laws or statutes, and it appears the school was violating the First Amendment when they fired this man. And if the Supreme Court takes up this case, they have a chance of defending the most critical right. Hunter Biden, did you know that he offered to sell intel on Putin-linked Russian oligarch for $80,000? Newly leaked emails, yeah. Democrat Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, apparently offered to sell an American company an intelligence analyst's report on a Vladimir Putin-linked Russian oligarch who was raided by the FBI, according to this leaked email. The emails from Hunter's infamous abandoned laptop from hell show the younger Biden offering to sell the intel to the U.S. aluminum giant Alcoa for $80,000. Hunter made the proposition in 2011 and was offering information on Oleg Deripaska, the Russian oligarch currently under federal investigation. Well, Hunter promised that he could provide the company with, quote, substantial analysts of political and corporate risk, elite networks associated with Oleg Deripaska, according to the New York Post columnist Miranda Devine. His proposal for Alcoa involved a breakdown of charges, which included fees for $25,000 for phase one of the project and another $55,000 for refined analysis. Now, Devine cited newly obtained emails retrieved from the laptop Hunter Biden abandoned in a Delaware repair shop back in 2019. Deripaska, the founder of Russia aluminum giant Rusal, R-U-S-A-L, with which Alcoa has recently entered into a 2-year metal supply agreement at the time of the emails. And Hunter Biden made the offer on behalf of his company, Rosemont Seneca, to an Alcoa executive, according to the Post. His father, Joe Biden, was vice president of the United States at the time, a fact which Alcoa executives took note of in assessing the proposals, according to the emails. It's unclear whether a deal was ever reached to provide Alcoa with an information on Deripaska, though the emails reportedly suggested that Rosemont Seneca lower the proposed fee after hearing feedback from the prospective client. Like a number of other news outlets, Devine has a copy of the abandoned laptop's hard drive. Now, she is set to release a book on secrets revealed in the hard drive titled Laptops from Hell. Laptop from Hell. All right, and that book will be out next month. What's Boeing planning for unvaccinated employees is beyond hateful. Chances are, if you work for Boeing, you appreciate the good pay and the great benefits they've offered, you know, and will offer their employees. For most people, it's a great way to raise a family, get a house in the suburbs. However, if you're nervous about getting vaccinated, you'd better get ready because it looks like Boeing is getting ready to throw a wrench in your version of the American dream. The Boeing company is now telling their employees they must be vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to continue working for their company. This is yet again another violation of your rights, signed, sealed, and delivered from the Boeing company. Seattle Times reporting that Boeing's deadline for getting the shots December 8th. The newspapers also exposed an internal Boeing presentation where they said that employees that refuse to comply with the mandate will be released from the company. Now, while there are employees that are granted exemptions due to a disability or sincerely held religious belief, they will also have to be tested frequently for COVID-19 and be ready to present a negative test result upon request. Will they little Boeing people have people walking around, you know, with syringes so they sneak up on you and do the test? Back to the story, all over the country, there are plenty of businesses and even political entities that are relaxing these mandates or even removing them altogether, but not Boeing. They hope these people that cannot get an exemption are ready to take a pay cut from unemployment. The policy, by the way, is going to apply roughly to 140,000 employees across the company. And there are about 57,000 of those in Washington State. The white-collar union called the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in the Aerospace says they are communicating with Boeing to ensure implementation will give proper consideration to members' concerns, whatever that means. The Occupational Health and Safety Administration, OSHA, which falls under the jurisdiction of the Department of Labor, is instructing federal agencies not to record adverse reactions, got that, or side effects from the Wuhan corona vaccine. Yes, don't report it. Earlier this year, President Joe Biden mandated the shot for all federal workers and contractors, did the same in September for private companies that have more than 100 employees. Quote, are adverse reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine recordable on the OSHA recording keeping log? The frequency asked questions section COVID-19 states on OSHA.gov, DOL and OSHA, as well as other federal agencies, are working diligently to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations. OSHA does not wish to have any appearance of discouraging workers from receiving COVID-19 vaccination, and also does not wish to disincentivize employees' vacation efforts and vaccination efforts. As a result, OSHA will not enforce the 29 CFR 1904 recording requirements to require any employees to record worker side effects from COVID-19 vaccination. And this is supposed to last through May 2022. We will reevaluate the agency's position at that time to determine the best course of action moving forward. So give them a whole year not to report anything. That's from the Occupational Health and Safety Administration. I say they should start working on a different title of their organization, Safety, Occupational Health. Well, here's a quote. As we go into younger and younger age groups, they're less and less at personal risk of severe COVID, and on the other hand, somewhat more at risk of the inflammatory heart condition with the Myrna vaccine. Dr. Afri Levy, who sits on the FDA Vaccine Approval Board, told CNBC last week. All right, going to take a break, and then the one and only Judd Garrett is going to be coming up with one of the shortest titles, if not the shortest title he's ever had. And the article is entitled, The Numbers 546. 546. And then, of course, the world-famous Selwyn Duke. He'll be up in the next hour. Don't hear any music, but I'm sure it's break time. Okay, be right back.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Everybody's talking at me.
BRN Chuck Wilder here. Hey, let me tell you about my guest. Guy I ran across, I guess, seems like maybe 5 months ago, possibly longer, and enjoy every visit I have with him. His name, Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. And a lot of people, especially people up there, you know, around Dallas Cowboys country, are familiar with that name because he was a professional football player. After 6 years, he was also with the 1993 Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys, and then he began a 12-year coaching career with the Saints and the Dolphins and the Rams and the Cowboys. Then he served another 12 years as a personal executive with the Cowboys. And now he's expanded his talents, you might say, to the world of paper. Yes, he is a frequent contributor on the topics of sports and politics to Real Clear Politics. His first novel's been published. It's entitled No Wind. He's married, father of 6 children, and his website is objectivityistheobjective.com. Judd, welcome, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, a little tired. You know, I'm watching the Dodgers and the Braves, and I'm watching Denver and the other people there, you know, Cleveland, yes. I kept wanting to say Cincinnati. Cleveland. So when you keep going back and forth and then you're afraid you're going to miss all those wonderful home runs or fumbles, or gets difficult. You probably have like 4 or 5 TVs and you just figure out which one looks the most exciting.
I just got a quick clicker finger. I go back and forth pretty quick between the two. So
it's called, yeah, I think it's called previous channel, and it's one of the longest words on your remote, but it's hard to find sometimes. Yes, boy, I got to tell you, this long title of this one you did, it's 5, 4, 6. That's it. It's not even in order of a countdown. 5, 4, 6, and you think, is it a train? No, it is a very important figure. when it comes to the United States of America. And speaking of that, you actually start this article out with mentioning the movie that was in 2000 called The Patriot. And Mel Gibson was the star of that. Well, here's your chance, Judd. How in the world does 546 tie into all of this? And it's not sports, folks. It's something really serious about the United States of America.
Yeah, in the movie The Patriot, you know, it's about the Revolutionary War. So prior to the war breaking out, there was a discussion by some of the leaders of the colonies, should they go to war versus England to get out from under King George's rule? And Mel Gibson's character asked the question, you know, why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? And he went on to say, an elective legislature can trample a man's rights as easily as a king. And the 546 comes from, if you count the number of people in Washington, the president, the vice president, the 100 senators, the House of Representatives, which is 435 people, and then the 9 Supreme Court justices, that's the number. 546 people have the power to act like tyrants and trample our rights. And if you look at what's going on in our country, that's exactly what a lot of these politicians in Washington are trying to do. They're trying to trample our rights, just like Mel Gibson's character warned, you know, a couple centuries ago.
Wow, yeah. The 546 congressional critters, is I'm going to start using 546. You know, normally I just give the short version. You know, yeah, those congressional critters. And doesn't it seem odd that that most of them are exempt, or a lot of them are exempt from the COVID restrictions that we have?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they do it all the time. I mean, you know, whether it's their pensions, you know, they get big pensions, but the average person has to be on Social Security. They exempted themselves from Obamacare while everyone else was, you know, had to go under Obamacare. You know, they're exempting themselves from the COVID restrictions. Everyone else has to be under the COVID restrictions. So, I mean, the level of hypocrisy by those bodies in Washington is ridiculous.
All right, we're going to take a break, and they're probably going to be exempt, you know, when they start spying on your bank accounts, $600 or more. Yeah, $600. I bet none of them have that small of amount, really. All right, we'll be back. More from Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, his website. Objectivity is the objective.com. Objectivity is the objective.com.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's Ka'anapaliResort.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with my guest, Judd Garrett, frequent contributor on the topic of sports and politics to Real Clear Politics. And as I mentioned before, his novel, No Win. We are discussing his latest 546. That's the amount of people who ruin our federal government. Oh, wait a minute. I read that wrong, Judd. It's a run. Pretty close, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And, you know, and you got to realize, I mean, you Congress critters, you know, people get upset when you start getting, you know, these special privileges. We know you get to cut in line at restaurants and, you know, and things like that. But especially with COVID, you know, all the rules you're breaking, you know, and you're kind of messing up the balance of government. I think that's the proper word they call, right? The delegate balance of power between the 3 co-equal branches of government, executive, legislative, and judicial. And it's kind of out of balance right now, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what happened, I mean, the strength of our country has been that delicate balance of power, because no one of those branches could take too much power and become tyrannical. But what's happening now is the Democrats, you know, they've won by the slimmest majorities, and they're acting like dictators, and they're ruling the country without even a consideration for, you know, the opposing side's points of view. They're going to try to jam through this multi-trillion-dollar spending package, which is, you know, it's not going to even do anything for the infrastructure. It's just political payoffs for their for their donors, and they're going to try to jam that down our country, and most of the country doesn't want it. But because they have this slight power, instead of considering what's the best for the country, they're only acting what's best for their political party.
Right. And the immigration situation is probably one of the most glaring. But then, you know, you say they're acting like dictators, but at times it's like they're dictators from another country, you know, not American dictators you would think would be a little bit kinder, nicer, maybe more sensible. I mean, this is just out of control. And I'll tell you what, if you're not into the woke system, you know, if you don't follow my principle, you know, where the rooster can only lay an egg, you know, no matter what you say he is, you know, I mean, they're going crazy with this stuff. And it's almost like, let's rub it in their nose as much as possible. I mean, I get that attitude, like that feeling, like, let's just see what we can do to really, you know, upset these pilgrims out there. Yeah, pilgrims.
No question about it. I mean, you know, your first point, I mean, they're acting like they're more beholden to China and more beholden to Mexico and all these other countries than they are to the citizens they're supposed to represent. And then your second point is absolutely true. They're basically shoving it in our face that they have all this power. And, you know, on the one hand, they're holding, you know, this whole woke standard, you know, to the opposition party. They're holding everybody to the highest standard, but the people on their side that violate the woke principles, they get a free pass just as easy.
Yeah, and, you know, the immigration thing is really in our face. I mean, and it ties in with COVID, too, just the fact that we have to get our shots, and if you don't get your shots, you're going to be fired. But if you get to come in free with the open border policy that they have, we're not worried about you people with COVID. Apparently, COVID doesn't affect, what would you call it, sneakers in?
Yeah, I don't know what they're calling them these days, but yeah, I mean, again, right. You're absolutely right. I mean, I think they did some random testing of the illegal immigrants, and at least 12% of the illegal immigrants tested positive for COVID. So, you know, over a million illegal immigrants have come into this country over the last 6 or 7 months. So that's over 100,000 COVID positive people have walked into our country and have settled down all the different areas and all the different states. And, you know, kindergartners have to go to school wearing masks and get shots, but these people from other countries who are not citizens can walk in with COVID and spread it throughout the country, and no one does anything about it. I mean, the level of hypocrisy is at an all-time high coming from the Democrats, and that's a big statement, because typically they're very hypocritical.
Yeah, and how many does it take to contact COVID? One? Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just they get away with it. That's the worst thing. And I blame, you know, the Republican critters sitting up there that aren't raising more hell about the whole situation. It's almost like they're afraid, you know, well, are we going to be called a racist if all of a sudden we don't believe in open borders now? I mean, and now, you know, I'm having reports today, and this is by no means the first time, because I used to have a minister on that actually went to the Supreme Court because he was praying with his football team a long time ago. But now it's happening again. You know, they're coming down on religion like we finally figured out a way to get rid of God in America. Really? You know, I think it's going to take a lot more than you people can do, including the entire 546.
Yeah, I mean, that's never going to happen. I mean, they're going to put rules and restrictions on religious expression, which is a violation of the Constitution. But, you know, as much as they want, you know, people have been trying to kill Christianity and religion for 2,000 years, and it's pretty strong and widespread throughout the world. So it's going to survive this. You just hate to feel like you live in a country that's that's antagonistic to your religious beliefs, which America is suddenly becoming.
Well, let me tell you something, Judd. I had a story the other day, and it involved France. And the French government announced that they're now going to start teaching all about jihad and everything else in their schools. It's going to be the primary thing they're teaching. Remember when they opened up all their borders and said, yeah, come on in, you know, we're a wonderful country and we'll accept you. And, it seems like it only took about 6 years for it to all turn around. And worried about America.
That's shocking that they're doing that. I mean,
yeah.
But that's what happens. And when like you said, when you open the borders and you allow foreigners in, they're going to do everything they can to change our culture, change our beliefs, and you know, on top of it, they're going to change our political system. You know, so a lot of the the leaders, you know, like Ilhan Omar and, you know, who have come from other countries, have come, you know, they try to impose their beliefs through our political system, and it's a direct threat, you know, to what we're all about. And right. And it's a shame that we're opening the borders and we're not more strict with who we're letting in and what they actually believe, because, you know, you change the American system the way it is, it's going to be devastating for our country.
Yeah. And they've been working on the school systems for a long, long, long time, longer than most people could even imagine. And in your article, you say in the last year and a half, we've witnessed this insidious attack on the foundation of our country. Our current leaders are pushing the school systems, failing to educate our children, to teach racially divisive critical race theory, to purposely inflame racial tension and division throughout the country. That'll help us turn into little socialists, too. And then you got about the 5 months of racial riots that went on in 2020. You know, defunding the police and violent crime. I mean, it is out of control. It hasn't been this way for a long time. I'm trying to think whenever it was this bad.
Well, but that's what they're doing, is they're trying to create as much upheaval in the country. We have this delicate balance of power that I talked about earlier, and they're trying to create as much upheaval, as much disruption in our country by, whether it's critical race theory, whether it's promoting the racial riots, whether it's encouraging crime by defunding the police, whether it's illegal immigration, whether it's bringing the drugs into the country. All of that just disrupts the country. And then what happens? The federal government's going to step in and say, we have more control and we have more power and we're the only entity that can get this right. This is all done, you know, as a big, big, big power grab by the Democrats in Washington.
Funny, they create the problem and then they say, we're the answer, right?
Exactly.
We'll burn down all these houses and then they'll say, all right, now we're going to start a thing called the fire department. Oh, okay. You also mentioned, you know, first of all, you know, the drug problem, fentanyl. Under the Trump administration, it actually had gone down for the first time in a long time, and now it's out of control. And that's going to, you know, give them more power, because you have more people that don't realize what they're doing to you because they're hooked on fentanyl and drugs. But then you've got the other thing you mentioned, big tech monopolies and the censoring of political speech. And, boy, I'm telling you, when you start, you know, messing around with the First Amendment, like they always say, now you know why we have the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It sounds like we're out of control when you say that. But, I mean, you know, the founders knew what they were talking about when they did it in that order. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think freedom of speech is primary to all of our, you know, civil rights in America. But you also need the Second Amendment to protect, so the citizens can protect against, you know, extreme government overreach like we're coming up to. I mean, and that's what they're doing. The Biden administration is working with the big tech to censor us. I mean, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those sites, you know, they're heavily censoring political speech. They're not just censoring, like, you know, pornography or bad language. They're censoring political speech that they don't like at the behest of the Biden administration. And all that political speech is anything that is critical of Biden and what he's doing. And again, this is part of the huge government overreach that we're witnessing.
Yeah, it's and then you say, well, vote him out. You know what? I think, I don't know, this might be high or it might be right on the nose. I think 40% of Americans on both sides right now think that we're not getting fair elections. At least 40% believe it. But it doesn't do any good to complain, because they're not going to do anything about it. You know, if anything, they're going to try to make it even, you know, easier to cheat. You know, we'll let you register on Monday, and you can vote on Monday. Boy, now that's really neat, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything that was done, all the changes to our election laws back in 2020 was done so they could cheat and manipulate the election, whether it's the mail-in ballots, you know, whether it's you know, just no voter ID, no signature match, you know, all of those changes were about, you know, opening up our election to massive voter fraud. And, you know, and we saw it. I mean, Joe Biden, you know, he got 80 million votes. I mean, there's no way that 80 million people looked at that guy and said, we want him to be president. It's completely outside of reality. But that's what we got.
You know, he got more than Obama, right?
Yeah, like 11 million more than, or something
yeah,
like that.
I mean, so, see, I've got this figured out. Yeah. I'm using Common Core here, all right? So he got 11 million more votes than Obama got. But now Obama is serving his third term.
No question.
I mean, that's no Common way. Core math, I think, yes.
You can't look at Joe Biden and listen to him talk and think that he's running anything. So someone is behind the scenes pulling the strings, and it's a good chance it's Barack Obama, you know, doing all this. I mean, he, you know, if you read his books, you know, the one book, Dreams of My Father, he talks about gravitating to all the Marxists, you know, at the universities that he was at. And I mean, he's a Marxist, and a lot of the stuff that's going on in our country is pushing us towards Marxism and socialism and communism.
Yeah, absolutely. And his religion, too, you know, makes you wonder if a lot of this bring him over from Afghanistan didn't have something to do with him, you know. But sometimes I go over the waterfall, so to speak, here, Judd. And luckily, I know how to swim. But anyway, you know, another very interesting article, I mean, not article, but paragraph here. All newly elected politicians speak eloquently about being a representative for all the people, not just those who voted for them. Yet the government, the exact opposite way. That's the way they govern. They make decisions, pass legislation, solely benefits their voters, or more accurately, as Judd Garrett says, they're donors. I think that's, what is it, money speaks?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a reason why these donors pay, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to support these campaigns. It's not because out of the goodness of their heart. They know they're going to get paid back. You know, it's an investment that their donations are. So, you know, the politicians, they get elected, mm-hmm. and they got to pay back their donors.
Yeah, and I've mentioned it so many times that a first-time-only young guy that got elected out of New York, and he said, here's what I want to do, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And they said, no. Your primary thing is to start raising money for your reelection. Hey, we're going to be back and wrap things up in just a moment. Judd Garrett, remember the website, objectivityistheobjective.com. Objectivityistheobjective.com.
Keep
listening for a free offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more.
800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
These are the sounds of Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Mm, look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Ah, incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Colombo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Colombo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons to value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. That, you know, sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Colombo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard. 323-254-9138. Manja.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest, Judd Garrett. Objectivity is theobjective.com. And on what we were talking about, his one we've been talking about entitled 546. The closing line in this, listener, or close to the closing line, was Trump's presidency was the canary in the coal mine for our constitutional republic. And the canary died. Or, more accurately, it was slaughtered. Love that. You know, Judd, you wrote another article, and, you know, I could have probably spent a whole hour on it again, because last time you were on, we were talking about what happened to Gruden, and you mentioned that the Hall of Famer Gene Upshaw passed away August 20th. He was the executive director of the NFL Players Association, and he was replaced by, is it DeMaurice Smith?
Yeah, DeMaurice Smith.
Never played professional football. But you know what we were talking about a while ago? Barack Obama? Yeah. Well, his Attorney General, Eric Holder, apparently they were friends, and that's why he got chosen for that, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, all of this stuff starts coming out. We have about 3.5-4 minutes here, Judd. Will you touch on this a little bit and tell them how what went wrong here?
Yeah, I mean, what happened was DeMaurice Smith, you know, he became the head of the NFLPA back in 2009. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's been two collective bargaining agreements between the NFLPA and the NFL owners in his tenure, and both have been not very good for the players. He's not a strong negotiator. the owners sort of walked all over them and got everything that they want, or got most of the things that they wanted. And the players were on the verge of voting him out and electing someone else because his performance has been so bad. And then magically, days before they were going to hold this election, that's when somehow the John Gruden emails got released. Mm-hmm. A lot of people suspect it was done by the people in the NFL office. And the specific one of the motivating factors of that was because the racial trope that Gruden used was against DeMaurius Smith, that the players would have sympathy for him, and they would vote him back in for another term, which is exactly what happened. And now the owners, who it's suspected the league office released those racist emails, they're the ones benefiting from it because now they get to negotiate against a weak leader in the NFLPA. So it was all, it seems like it was all done very strategically. Just the timing of it, it's very difficult to think that it wasn't timed out this way to help DeMaurice Smith retain his job, which benefits the league, not the players.
And Gruden also mentioned the commissioner, Goodell, is that his name?
Which,
Roger, if you don't, Goodell. That's a no-no. I mean, you pick on him. I read somebody's comment about, you can be a black football player and, almost murder your wife, no problem. But if you badmouth Goodell, adios. There we go. So it makes a lot of sense sometimes. Wow. Hey, I appreciate each and every visit. Look forward to the next one there, Judd. And really, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
All right. Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, and read all his excellent articles. Objectivity is the objective.com. And if you really want to read that one in full capacity there, well, yeah, here it is, The Race Gambit. All right, that was published about 3 days ago. Objectivity is the objective.com. So we're going to take a break, and then the one and only Mr. Selwyn Duke. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Nick at the network, and we're mostly live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Let's see when next we meet Ann Shafley Corey, chairman of Eagle Forum. She's got a new book out. It's called How to Speak Liberal. How to Speak Liberal, yes. And then Leo Homan, author of Stealth Invasion, with his latest, including Biden Orders OSHA to join the biggest cover-up in human history. Wow. There are bigger cover-ups, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to find out, you're going to be shocked maybe, maybe not, on this next subject coming up. It is from the one and only, the world-famous Selwyn Duke, writer for New American. He also contributes to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. Appears on television, frequent guest on radio, even this radio program. His website, Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com. Mr. Duke, how are you?
Chuck, how are you today? I'm doing just peachy keen.
Doesn't that throw you off? I don't think I've ever said Mr. Duke, have I? I don't believe I've ever given you that high knowledge. Yes.
Yeah, you've said it all. You've said it all. You've addressed me in all different ways.
I have said it all. I have said it all, and it's a wonder I'm still on. What were you going to say there, or what were you trying to say?
No, luckily for me, none of them have been pejorative.
I'm going to tell you, ladies and germs, that one of my favorite subjects, because, being from New Mexico, all right, and you think about New Mexico, Roswell, this has always been a subject ever since I first started, learning to walk and talk when I was 3 months old. I'm making this up, of course, but anyway, UFOs. And it is amazing, Selwyn, as we get into this subject, I wonder how many people have actually changed their minds now, you know, because I'm going to say that at one time there was probably maybe 10% of the people in the world that might believe in UFOs. And now that it's actually proven, I'm wondering how many people don't believe in it. What do you think the percentage? Let's just take America before we get into this subject. How many people do you guesstimate that still don't believe in UFOs? Would it be 20% or less?
I don't know. It's probably higher than that, but I would guess it's a minority, Chuck. You know, all I can say is I've been telling people around me for years that I'm an alien because I look around at this world and I just start to say more and more, I can't be from here.
Yeah. Who left? Who dropped me off?
I think.
every day when really? I get in the studio, who dropped me off in here? Do I have to do this again? CRN Digital Talk live across America and around the world? Okay, thank you. I learned my
well,
part
you know,
well.
The thing is, though, Chuck, if we're people of faith, and I'm one, of course, as you know, then we do believe that we are just sojourners on the blue orb. That at one time was my nickname. There was this site when I wrote for them. They wanted every writer to have a nickname. And I said, okay, Sojourner on the Blue Orb. I thought that was clever.
Blue Orb,
but we understand that we are that because we're on a pilgrimage, and one day we're going to go home to our Creator once again. But anyway, that's getting into theology. We want to talk about aliens here. I think we do, Chuck, but I have one question for you. Are you sure you want to embark upon this topic? Because last week you and I were talking about artificial intelligence and a possible robot apocalypse. And if we keep this up, your listeners are going to start to think they're listening to some midnight show.
Well, I'll tell you, Boy, remember the guy that used to broadcast right out, outside of Las Vegas. Remember him? I mean, he was really into it. Pardon me, you know, with my little tiny memory, I can't think of his name right now, but broadcast every night there out in the desert, I'm telling you. Well, you know, and just what just recently happened, you know, with the China supposedly nuclear whatever coming across, and now they're saying, no, it was a spaceship. Ladies and gentlemen, Selwyn Duke's article, UFOs have at times made our nuclear weapons inoperable. Oh, when was that? Last week? The week before? Oh, no. Selwyn, take it away. I'll try not to interrupt as much as I usually do.
Okay. Well, look, this is a topic that some people find very fascinating. I'm in that camp. Other people think it's bizarre. A lot of people are uncomfortable talking about it, or they're not interested because it's not about COVID or communism. But at the end of the day, it is very, very interesting. And we are observing phenomena, unusual phenomena in the skies, and it's something that really should be investigated. And as I say in my article, well, this is not exactly like the day the Earth stood still. And of course, I'm referring to that 1951 movie where this alien who looks human comes down and he has this all-powerful robot with him named Gort. And he basically tells humanity that if they don't stop with their destructive, wicked ways, they're going to be obliterated. Okay, so it's not exactly that, but the whole idea is similar. According to some reports from veterans, we have had UFOs who at times have interacted with our nuclear weapons platforms and have rendered them inoperable. And supposedly the same thing happened in the Soviet Union at times many decades ago. Well, anyway, here's the story in particular. Our government has told us now that UFOs, or as some people like to call them, Chuck, now unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, aren't real. That's what they said in the past. You know, Tucker Carlson was talking about this week, that they were weather balloons or strangely shaped clouds. But as he puts it, quote, they were lying, okay? And what he says is, quote, we now know, based on troves of documentary evidence, that the U.S. government has worried a lot about UFOs, strange, unimaginably fast aircraft of unknown origin, violating military airspace, and moving in ways that defy known physics. What are these things? How much should they worry us? Unquote. Well, you know, that's a good question, and there are many theories as to what these phenomena might be. But anyway, Tucker Carlson did a show. He interviewed one person, this theoretical physicist, Michio Kaku, who has reviewed UFO footage, and he analyzed a clip, and this clip involved some craft. This is military footage that was moving at staggering speeds, first through the air, then in the water, the ocean, seamlessly going back and forth. And this physicist, Kaku, said, even our missiles can't do that. He said, quote, the stresses would be enough. Yeah.
I was going to interrupt because now are we talking about the ones that some of the Air Force, Navy pilots that were chasing them referred to them, they look like Tic Tacs?
Yeah, that's a video too. I don't know if that particular craft, if you want to call it a craft, whatever it was performing in that manner. But certainly we have footage that appears to show what I've been articulating here. And as this physicist said, quote, the stresses would be enough to rip the metal apart based on the technology that we have. Well, anyway, military.com reported on this recently, and let's get back to this UFO nuclear weapons connection. Four Air Force veterans who have stories to tell relating to this just recently, this past week, gathered in Washington, D.C. for a National Press Club conference. This actually was on Tuesday. And as military.com reported, I'll put it in their voice because they wrote it well, quote, each veteran's story is different, but all share one central claim. In the 1960s, UFOs tampered with nuclear weapons managed by the Air Force, both terrifying and mystifying the airmen who experienced the encounters. Some remained silent for decades, they say. Quote, now they're quoting one of them, I waited 40 years before I opened my mouth, and that's a long time, said David Schindel, a retired captain who served as a nuclear missile launch control officer at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. Quote, I had this terrible secret on my mind for all that time, and I felt such great relief to finally admit to my friends and close relatives what I experienced in the Air Force. Now, here's the really interesting story. This is another testimonial. This is from a man who was an Air Force captain. His name is Robert Sellis. And as the Sun, I'm quoting the Sun now, it reported this on October 16th, quote, Captain Sellis said the bizarre incident that he experienced unfolded on March 24th, 1967 in Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana, while he was the on-duty commander of a secret underground launch control facility. Speaking to the Sun Online, he said, quote, I was in charge of 10 nuclear missiles at the time when a UFO came over and hovered over our facility, and while it was hovering there, it was seen by all of our guards. I was underground 60 feet, locked into a concrete capsule. It was reported to me directly by those guards. While the object was up there, we lost all 10 missiles due to guidance and control failure, unquote. Then the Sun says, but Captain Sellis said the simultaneous shutdown was an impossible occurrence because the 10 nuclear Minuteman missiles were all running on independent systems. The attack implied a level of sophistication which no human at the time possessed, he claims. I don't think we possess that now, by the way, Chuck, either.
Yeah.
But then, quote, the missiles went into the no-go condition, which means Sellis couldn't have launched them even if he wanted to. Okay, and Sellis said, quote, he believes they, the UFOs, were delivering a message to humanity. But he and his commanding officer, Chuck, this is what he says, they were immediately forced to sign a vow to never talk about what happened that day and what is one of history's most astonishing UFO encounters. I'm quoting the Sun again. So anyway, that's the report. And this week also on Tucker Carlson, we saw this Washington Examiner columnist Tom Rogan. Now, Chuck, he's been covering this story for many, many years, and he's a serious journalist. He's someone who's approaching this very seriously. And he said the key point, quote, is that people with some of the highest security clearances at the height of the Cold War from the U.S. Air Force, multiple different individuals at multiple different sites across a period of decades, say that UFOs interacted with nuclear weapons platforms and either rendered them inoperable or took them offline. And he made the point that since this was done, if we believe it, and we do have some credible sources here, by some, quote, superior force, unquote, and since it can't be explained, that alone makes it a huge, huge story. And I know a break is getting fairly close, but he also said that there is some kind of nuclear connection that the government has basically kept classified, and we can understand why the government classifies certain things, but he believes some of this is Rogan, some of this should be released. And he said, well, what is the nuclear connection? Well, why does the Navy keep on seeing these phenomena, these UFOs, around their aircraft carriers? Well, he says aircraft carriers are nuclear powered. What about our submarines? Why are they seeing them? Well, they're nuclear powered as well. And then we have these nuclear missile incidents, the ones I was just articulating, from the Cold War. And he pointed out that, yes, like I said earlier, supposedly the Soviet Union had similar experiences. So that's the story, and we'll talk more about this. But I know the break is coming up, so I'm going to shut up, Chuck.
Well, yeah, and actually got about 45 seconds or so. You know, and, you know, like you say, Soviets had similar experiences. It's not America. It's not China. It's not Russia. But, you know, the funny thing is, Selwyn, and I don't know why people didn't make a bigger deal out of it, but before Biden, I think, it had even announced that he was going to run. It was just like, maybe he's going to run. He actually shot his mouth off about, oh, I'm going to tell you, you know, if in case I ever get elected, I'm going to tell you all about, you know, UFOs. Oh, yeah, really? I'll tell you all about it. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, he already told us where the secret bunker was one time when he was standing there. You wouldn't believe we got a secret bunker right under this floor. The one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and we are talking about UFOs have at times made our nuclear weapons inoperable. Some of you might say yes, unless you see a streaking object coming through the sky headed for your rear end, and then you might, well, won't get into that. All right. It's SelwynDuke.com. We'll be right back.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality, custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you could enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted name brand in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Just dial #250 on your mobile device right now and say the key word update for 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you've lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, dial #250 now and say the keyword update. That's #250 and say the keyword update.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and talking about a report that UFOs have at times made our nuclear weapons inoperable. You see, finally, they're telling you the truth. It's getting out. No, I'm not talking about voter fraud. We haven't got there yet, have we? No. But let's get on with this. What you were saying and what you think is unfortunate is the fact that the government does know that there is a nuclear connection, and they've just kept it classified for a long time. But I'm telling you, with all of these, this film coming out now and reports, Selwyn, I'll bet you at least 70% more people right now are saying, hey, you know, I was wrong. They really are out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about that nuclear connection, and I was citing that journalist, Tom Rogan, who's a serious journalist, and he was talking about how you explain these phenomena that a lot of people say they're witnessing. He said, it's not America, it's not China, it's not Russia. And he said, we really need to look into this and find out what's going on. And his point is that what we're observing are capabilities that we believe are beyond what we're capable of, we humans. But let me just say, Chuck, and I'm going to go beyond the article here. I just want to discuss what the different possibilities are with respect to explaining these phenomena. And I'm not going to say which one I subscribe to. I'm just going to put them out there, okay, because there are different theories here, and some of them are going to seem very fanciful to some of your listeners. But one possibility is that extraterrestrials exist. Other mortal beings from other places who, of course, possess technology that greatly surpasses ours. That's a possibility a lot of people, I guess, now would subscribe to. Another possibility is, I've heard this put forth, that this is some kind of elaborate government ruse still, that the government is putting forth in order to distract us from what it is experimenting on, that it actually has technology that it hasn't acknowledged it possesses, okay? That's one theory. Another theory, people who are people of faith might subscribe to this. I'm a man of faith, too, by the way. I want to reiterate that. Some people think, well, this could be the work of spirits, could be demons. Now, what would be the logic there? Well, they would say, well, demons would want to damage our faith, and it does, in fact, when a lot of people hear about extraterrestrials, damage their faith. It shouldn't. Okay, I could get into that, but that's really going off on a tangent. But that would be the theory there. Other people have said maybe it could be the work of the angels of light trying to save us from ourselves.
Right.
And then, of course, I also should mention with respect to this story, Chuck, that supposedly, Tucker Carlson said that a source told his people this, that the government has actually recovered parts from some kind of an off-world craft. I want to mention that, too. In fact, some people even say that the technology that we have nowadays that's become quite advanced, some of it is attributable to our having taken such parts from an alien world and having reverse engineered them. Again, I'm just telling you what people are saying, not saying what I subscribe to myself. But anyway, those are some of the possibilities. The truth is, we really don't know. I'm open-minded on this subject myself, and I just find it immensely fascinating. But what I can say is this, okay? This is how I summed up my article. You can come to your own decisions, but whatever the case, we can know a few things if extraterrestrials do exist. If they made themselves known, Chuck, okay, first, assuming they possessed superior intelligence, well, here's one. They'd be the first non-citizens in a very long time that the Democrats wouldn't want to see vote. That's one thing we could know. Another thing is, if they voiced their beliefs at all for even a short period of time, the woke left would somehow find a reason to cancel them. That's something else we can know. And lastly, after all this, the aliens would promptly conclude, Chuck, they'd been all wrong. There's no intelligent life down here after all.
All right. I love that. You know, I've watched, I think it's the Smithsonian, I'm not sure, where they have their whole series on aliens and spacecraft and all this stuff. And when you really get into the religious thing, I mean, wow. If you ever watch that segment, Selwyn, you know, it's like the space helmets are actually, you know, the glowing lights and everything, you know, like the halos. I mean, boy, they have an answer for just about everything. But interesting stuff. I'll tell you something else interesting, and that is Crushing Dissent, another article that's coming up next. The government gets V-Dare. You've heard about that many times on this show. V-D-A-R-E. Does that ring a bell? Huh? Think about it.
Yeah.
Yes, it will. Yes. Canceled by withdrawing police protection? Selwyn Duke. SelwynDuke.com. We'll be right back.
Everybody, Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right, watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website. CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world?
smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder here with my guest, Selwyn Duke. And we're going to talk about the DARE. And I wanted to mention to you, Selwyn, that, and you know this, of course, but George Putnam, creator of this show. We were very, very involved with VDARE. Peter Brimelow, Alan Wall. Alan Wall's still on the show quite a bit. And in a moment, you're going to hear the name Michelle Malkin, listener. And I got to tell you, she used to be a regular guest on George's show, and she had a little girl, and she says, George, one time she's on the air, and she says, you wouldn't believe what I taught my little girl, on whatever her name was. And she had taught the little girl how to say the words fair and balanced, and she said that on George's show. You know, probably the second word she learned, you know, after mom and dad or whatever, fair and balanced, which was all about Fox News. But this is crushing dissent. The government gets VDARE event canceled by withdrawing police protection. Wow. Let's get into this one, shall we?
Yeah, sure. By the way, I can believe that story about Michelle Malkin's little girl, but because that's not like what Kamala Harris said about when she was still young enough to be in a stroller. Remember, she said that at one point there was some kind of a protest, and her mother asked her what she wanted, and she said, "I want freedom." That was her story.
Yeah,
and
freedom,
I know that's not true, because if she had really, really been honest, she would have said, "I want power." That's all she cares about. She might have been like that back then, but then again, even she, I'm sure, was an innocent child.
Which one is the hardest to pronounce, power or freedom?
I think power is easier, you know. There's the
yeah, right.
But anyway, so here's the story. This is really something that should give us all pause for thought. It's one thing, I'm quoting a judge here, this 10th Circuit Judge Harris Hartz. It is one thing to refuse to provide police protection, he said. It is quite another to announce far in advance that police protection will not be provided. And that is basically what happened to this organization, VDARE. And let's talk about the story, okay? Basically, VDARE in 2017 wanted to have some kind of conference, right? Now, VDARE is an organization that was started by, as you said, Peter Brimelow, who was an award-winning or is an award-winning journalist. He's also a former Hoover Institution media fellow. And he started this educational nonprofit, VDARE. And they had reserved the Cheyenne Mountain Resort for a conference on immigration and sovereignty issues. Like I said, this was in 2017. It was also a situation where you had, though, this far-left gadfly, as Michelle Malkin put it, who bragged about wearing her pink pea hat. I'm not going to use the word, but it's a word that references a female private part. And she went out to demonize this organization, and she called them a hate group. She started some petition, I believe, and she put pressure on both the mayor of the town, because this was in Colorado Springs, and the resort, the Cheyenne Mountain Resort, to try to cancel this conference. Well, what happened was, shortly after you had January 6th, I think it was. No, I'm sorry. I think I have the wrong event there. I think this was shortly after what happened. Help me out here, Chuck. What was that? Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay.
That's where we had that violence during a political rally.
That's the one where they kept misquoting Trump, right?
Right, absolutely, absolutely. Well, that drew a lot of national media attention. So shortly after that, what happened was the mayor of this town, his name is Southers, that's Colorado Springs, he went out and he announced that there should be no place for hatred in their area. Let me see if I can find his exact quotation here. But anyway, he was saying that, well, we respect the First Amendment and freedom of speech, but there is no place for hatred, and they're not going to provide any government resources to the resort that was hosting the conference, all right? And shortly after that, I think it was even the next day, unsurprisingly, the resort canceled the VDARE conference, okay? And VDARE then filed suit for First Amendment infringement, and the case is VDARE Foundation versus City of Colorado Springs. And what Brimlow said, the head of VDARE, is he thought this was an open and shut case, Chuck. So he was very, very shocked when even the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against him. I mean, first there was a dismissal of his suit on a lower level, all right? But then the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed it as well, upheld the dismissal, and now they're appealing the case to the Supreme Court. But he was basically saying, look, this is a situation now, and he's right, where any organization that's politically incorrect can now be targeted by the powers that be. I mean, all you have to do is say, hey, well, we're not going to provide resources, government resources to you. And then, of course, what private entity is going to host your event? You know, and then, of course, you just have the social pressure, because you start demonizing people as hate groups, and no private resort or any private entity, Chuck, is going to want bad press like that. So Brimlow here shared a note that he got from what he calls, or who he calls, a noted First Amendment lawyer. And this fellow said, quote, essentially, the majority opinion from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals stands for the proposition that the city is free to threaten private entities in order to suppress speech. And I mentioned earlier that 10th Circuit Justice, he was the one who dissented, Judge Hartz, he expressed, Chuck, a similar sentiment. He addressed the whole idea that the mayor said that the city will, quote, not provide any support or resources. And he wrote, making a good point, quote, the most reasonable, perhaps the only reasonable construction, is that the sentence conveyed and was intended to convey that no police or fire protection would be provided for the VDARE conference at the resort. What other support or resources would the city ordinarily provide? And then he wrote, as counsel for VDARE stated at oral argument, what else could the mayor be conveying? And the judge also said, making another good point, Chuck, quote, an announcement that there would be no law enforcement presence is an open invitation to those inclined to violence, as protesters, counter-protesters, or whatever. And that's absolutely true. I mean, you could say that this mayor, Mayor Southers, was actually sicking the dogs on VDARE and the Cheyenne Mountain Resort, because he was saying, with a wink and a nod, hey, there's not going to be any police protection, so boys, go get them if you don't like these folks. And this, I want to point out, Chuck, is not a matter of whether you love or hate VDARE or don't give a darn. I mean, the truth is this could be done to anyone. Now, just for the record, VDARE, I'll give you a little background. It's named after Virginia Dare, who we understand was the very first English child born in the Americas. She was born in 1587 in a colony here. I think, well, I'm not going to name the colony because I don't remember that, but the colony disappeared within 3 years of her birth, and it's known as the Lost Colony. Well, anyway, VDARE states that its principles are these, three principles. America is real, demography is destiny, and three, the cultural identity of America is legitimate and defensible, okay? So you can make your own decisions about it, but the bottom line is, of course, the left-wing powers that be, the wokesters, want to portray this entity as being white supremacist, white nationalist, what have you. But remember, what they're doing now is they're defining anyone who opposes the left-wing agenda in that manner. If you support Trump, you're a white supremacist. If you believe in Western standards, if you believe in competency, you could be a white supremacist. I mean, they're defining the term so loosely nowadays. And then once they put you in that little pocket, okay, once they define you in that way, then all of a sudden now you can be viewed as a domestic terrorist. Maybe you're supposed to be on a watch list. Maybe the FBI is supposed to keep an eye on you. I mean, look at what Merrick Garland, our feckless, ridiculous slug of an attorney general, did recently with those parents who were complaining at school board meetings. He basically entertained the idea that they were some kind of threat to the school boards and that they could actually be, in certain cases, domestic terrorists. I mean, that's a good example of it. And all of this, of course, Chuck, is designed to stifle dissent. That is the whole idea, to not only scare people into submission, into stilling their tongues, but to also create a situation, like I said earlier, where you're not going to have a forum in which to express your ideas. Because not only have we seen, and you and I have talked about this a lot, Chuck, we've seen censorship on many levels by the mainstream media, goes back a long way, by big tech now, right, in entertainment in all sorts of ways. And big tech is a major one because, as you know, Chuck, Facebook, Twitter, Google, these entities now are the town square. If you don't have a place at the table there, you're just a voice shouting in the wilderness.
Congressional hearings that took place yesterday. That would be the 21st, I think. I always have to look at my calendar. Never know, these shows get repeated. They were going to show a school video, right? No, you can't do that. No, man, they spent forever on that. No, you didn't do the proper deal. There is no proper thing that you have to. Yes, there is. No, there isn't. Yes, sir. Boy, you know, we don't want you to see how these people are being treated. It's amazing, but they get away with it. Get away with it, and lie after lie after lie. And then whenever you start talking about his association, you know, with his brother-in-law, he just keeps repeating. This was Garland just kept repeating the same thing. You know, I have personally looked into this, and I have personally, he's over-talking, and they're over-shouting, and you ought to know when they start doing that, somebody's hiding something really bad, right?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And we understand that Garland's son-in-law actually is making a lot of money, huge bucks, off this whole critical race theory scam. But anyway, I was just talking about the censorship, and now, as the left gains more and more power, they're ratcheting up the censorship more and more notches. And now we see a situation where they're actually trying to deny people on the right forums in which they can even get together and discuss their ideas. I mean, you're censored from big tech. Now you want to have a conference. You can't do it because all the locality has to do is say, hey, we're not going to provide police protection. And what happens? Now, I pointed out, though, in my article, Chuck, that I don't know exactly what the constitutionality here is in this particular case regarding the city of Colorado Springs. But what I wrote in my article was I think there are three relevant factors. We have to ask, was Mayor Southers threatening to withdraw all police protection and other government resources, even those normally provided to all citizens? Okay, if that's the case, then it would seem to be unconstitutional, because if these are normal services, then when you're withdrawing them, you're actually being proactive in an effort at squelching free speech. Okay, the second factor was this. Was the mayor just referring to special, non-routine allocation of resources, such as, let's say, providing an on-site police presence? If that's all he was referring to, Chuck, well, then his actions might have been constitutional, because that's having the police perform, let's say, above and beyond the call of duty, and the government doesn't necessarily have to provide that to you. And the third factor would be this. Is it city policy, though? Is it city policy to provide resources such as an on-site police presence when there is a credible threat of violence to a gathering? If that's the case, then again, it would seem that the city's actions were unconstitutional, because then again, the city would have been denying to the VDARE conference services that it would normally provide to other entities similarly situated. Okay, so That's the way I see it. And I don't know how this is going to play out in court, Chuck, but I do know this, and this is the bad thing. As the courts are transformed by the left and become more and more left-wing and more detached from the rule of law, none of this is going to matter. You're just going to see them rubber stamping the left's agenda, which is what we've seen judges do, many of them, for many decades now. I mean, you look at the liberal justices on the Supreme Court. How often do they ever rule contrary to the left-wing agenda? They don't care what the Constitution says. They just care what their emotions dictate, and their emotions, of course, are shaped in accordance with left-wing ideology. That's what's going on here. So, you know, it really is something that is very disgusting. And I also point out in my article, Chuck, I ask, what's next? Because consider the level this could be taken to. Well, if you're going to have a website, if you're going to express your ideas online, what do you need? Okay, the average person might not know this, but you need to have a hosting company, which basically provides your web infrastructure, quote unquote. And you also need a registrar to host your domain name, like my domain name would be selwynduke.com. Well, what happens if at some point in the future, Chuck, left-wingers in the government decide that they're going to withdraw police protection from entities that facilitate right-wing, so-called right-wing websites, from hosting companies and registrars? Well, you know, we're not going to provide you government resources if you have truck with these conservative entities. Will then your website be taken down? Because understand, we've already seen similar action taken against conservative websites. I mean, not because of the threat of the withdrawal of government services, but because of social pressure. Notably, this happened to Parler.com, the social media platform. I think it was its hosting company just dropped Parler all of a sudden. Parler was growing in leaps and bounds. It looked like it might even be a threat to something like Twitter. Then bingo, it was dropped, it was offline for a while, and it really hasn't recovered its momentum since.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, absolutely perfect timing. And when we come back, have you ever heard, listener, of First They Came For, well, Selwyn's going to let you know about that one, perhaps one of the greatest things ever put on paper, or ever uttered, I guess you would say. Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and you can read all of his excellent articles at his website, selwynduke.com. That's Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live need agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder, with the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for the new American, SelwynDuke.com. You know, and so many people just put their head in the sand, and I talk to people, you know, and they'll say, well, you know, I voted, you know, so I'll let them take care of it. I shouldn't have to worry about it. Now, let's go ahead and finish this bowling game or what? You know what I mean? Some people just don't want to get involved. But the ending on this latest article that we've been discussing can really put it in perspective, can't it, Selwyn?
Yeah. Well, we were talking about all this censorship, and basically at the end of the article, I was alluding to the fact that there are people who actually support this, and they think that it could never affect them. And I say, well, you may want to read Martin Niemöller's famed First They Came warning, and it goes like this. Now, Martin Niemöller was a German Lutheran pastor during World War II, and of course he was talking about the Nazis, and he said, first they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. And, you know, my point here is, we have all these people on the left who we could very rightly call useful idiots, Chuck. I'm talking about the rioters in the streets, these rabble-rousers and the people who are rousing them. I'm talking about the college professors on campuses who are spreading destructive ideology, the people in entertainment who are reveling in it. I'm talking about the people in the media who are disseminating it. And they have this fantasy, Chuck. They really do. That if the kind of regime they dream about comes to pass, they're going to be in the circle of power. They're going to have some special control, and oh, these right-wingers are going to get theirs. But here's what they don't understand, these useful idiots. In the kind of regime we're talking about, there's only a very small circle of people who run things, and everyone else is treated like a serf. Not only that, these people, these destabilizers would be the first ones to be crushed because they're the kind of people who upset apple carts. And that's very, very satisfying to these would-be dictators when they're not controlling the apple cart, when they want things destabilized so they can seize power. But once they're the ones pushing that apple cart, they don't want it destabilized. And that's when all these useful idiots get squashed like grapes. That's what these left-wingers don't understand. They think they know what they're doing, but they have no idea what they're visiting upon our civilization and ultimately themselves.
Yeah. You know, and even things they don't understand, like socialism, you know, you have perfect examples all over the place, you know. And Venezuela, I guess, is probably one of the most recent best examples of what happens. I mean, a perfect country. Everything was going for them. You know, they had no problems. Energy, the whole thing. And now, you know, you're seeing it happening over here. Just unbelievable. Let me, pardon me, boy, got all choked up. Let me remind the listener, if you get a chance, go to SelwynDuke.com, read his article. The, well, it's about the boys' netball team, all right? They were playing the girls, you know. Got to be fair. The boys won, and so then the girls got all upset. We told you. Pay attention. All right, Selwyn. Look forward to our next visit, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chuck. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and his website, selwynduke.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you very much, Nick. And remember, absolutely no animals were injured during the production of this program.